Lord, thank you for granting us this chance to worship you through our offering. Lord, Father, what we have, we value. Lord, the things of this earth, we tend to put our values on. But Lord, we want to show you, we want to demonstrate that, Lord, we no longer want to place our values on the things of this earth. But Lord, we rather give it to you. Lord, for you created all things belong to you. We pray that, Lord, you will put it into good use. You'll use it for your ministry. You'll use it for to let your name be known, as your glory, that your name may be glorified. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Paul. How many of you have your Bible? I know you don't have one, but... Alright. When you come to church, we should bring a Bible. And if you don't have a Bible, if many of us don't have a Bible, I think we should order one together. That would have... All of us have a Bible. Maybe we'll get some discounts if you order it. But, anyway, this is our first Lord's Day service, 2009. And I wanted to start living our mission statement. I kind of put one together. You could have, the subject could change the wording, okay? But it's really hard for me to, because of the black and white, I'm sorry. It was a lot better in color. But, you know, I put down the mission statement to be Light Aligned EM, English Ministry, is called to show compassion, Jesus, as we grow in the Word and demonstrate His love by service to others. I'll make that a little clearer next time. But that's what it is. We want to be compassionate first. Like in the back of our bulletin, we want to be compassionate first. Grow in our, you know, build that love within our ministry first. And then we want to reach out to others and then bring them in and then welcome them, get them to feel welcome. And then we also want to learn the word. We want to do it scripturally. And then we want to serve others through action. Okay. No, I was just reading this article, and I just want to read it to you guys. It's about a paragraph long, so it's going to be a bit. But I want you to tell me whether you agree or not. Okay, listen carefully, okay, because I want to know if you guys agree or not. This is from a person that has written this book called Jesus for a New Generation. Okay. I have met very few teenagers who actually hate God. When I meet someone who has an aversion to church, I sometimes ask why. With the exception of a few Satanists I've encountered, no one says, I avoid church because I hate God. Instead, they say, church is boring, or Christians are hypocrites. So I respond, well, gee, I go to church, and that's not my experience. If you go to a church that was not boring, where the Christians were not hypocritical, where people talk directly and honestly about life, where you got a chance to see how God intersects with human lives, you think you might be interested. Without exception, they all answer yes. Teenagers need a place where they can belong so they can figure out their identity. A place to relate to other people so they can hear their story reflected back to them. A place where they're needed so they can have an impact on their world. A place where they can think through their issues and sort through their feelings in a safe environment. Teenagers truly want a place where they can experience the presence of God, where they can feel connected to Him. A place where they can learn and grow and topic their doubts about God in an accepting environment. What do you guys think? Now, teenagers can also include college members. You know, I know some of your college students. What do you guys think? True or not? Here. All right. Basically, let me ask you this. Let me just summarize it into short stuff. Many non-churchgoers don't say, I hate God. It's not that they're opposed to God. They say, rather, church is boring or Christians are hypocrites. And they would go to church if it was an accepting environment, if it was a place where they could sort out the all the confusions they have, you know, questions about life. That's what this guy is saying here. Do you guys agree with that? You know, people don't normally hate God. They just don't really know God. They'd rather be in like a kind of a comfortable environment where they could, you know, kind of talk about their issues. If they have issues, people are accepting, they're willing to listen, not call them stupid at all. You know, you think like that, oh man, ooh, how could you think like that? Accepting environment. Yeah, I heard a couple, I've seen a couple of hit knocks, so I'm thinking you guys will agree with that. So good. That's what I want our church to look like, our EM. When I say the word church, it means any group of people that come in the name of Jesus. They gather together to worship God and know God better. So our group right now, this is called the church. That's why I called our, the title of this message, A Loving Church, Loving EM. And as going along with our vision statement, okay, we're going to focus on love within our group first. We need to build this loving environment. All right. Now, if you guys have a pen, you guys could actually go along with me. So I'm going to actually go through the passage we read. There are, you know, in these short, you know, short, how many lines is it? It's like six lines, right? It's a very short passage. But then there are 10 things that Apostle Paul tells us about church. Okay? Now first, let me begin out with this. Verse 1, it goes, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion. He's saying, this is what he's saying in verse 1. So there are four things he said, right? But they all mean the same thing. If you, any of you came to know Christ, think about it. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if you have God, if you have any comfort from his love, right? If you comfort from his love, if you think from his love. All of them, they're really, really think the same thing. If you are a church, start out with that. And I want you to know, the following two things that he says is going to be very offensive. You know why? Because many of us don't want to do what the Bible says, because it's very offensive to the way we think. The way we think is like, you know, I want to do this because I feel like it. You know, I want to, you know, go our church at service and I want to go to sleep because I feel like it. When the Bible says something very offensive to our nature, the reason is because it wants us to go against what we want to do. Okay? Now, if you look at the third point, if any fellowship is spirit, that fellowship is a Greek word called koinonia. Some of you may have heard of it. Many churches use that term. It means fellowship. But you know, it's not just fellowship. It's not like, you know, there's a box of donuts in the back and you kind of sit down and let some donuts together. It's not the kind of fellowship we're talking about. Fellowship, talking about love, giving, sharing, participating, without expecting anything back. Without wanting anything back. Truly loving. That's what it means by fellowship. Not sharing anything. Okay? And God, in the book of Genesis, you know, another way of knowing it is when God created us. Have fellowship. Okay? Our koinonia was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to us and we just follow His lead. That's the kind of fellowship. But you know, one thing that affects us is sin. You know, when we kind of want to do whatever we want to do, our heart motives. Kind of don't want to follow what we really want for us. That hurts our deepest pain. God, between God and us, is that we don't have to fellowship with sin. Okay, so I'm going through the verses. I actually pointed out something. If you have a pen, you go ahead and label the underlying your bulletin, where I say the same thing. First one, it says, verse 2, like-minded. Does that make my joy complete by being like-minded? What does it mean to be like-minded? It doesn't mean, you know, everyone wants to be like Oba and be happy. That's the thing. All of us, you know. It's not just